Hey friends, welcome to the Mama.Wife Life podcast. I'm your hostess, Brittany, and each week we'll be gabbing, bragging, and unpacking about life. So grab yourself a drink, get yourself comfortable, and get ready to be inspired. Welcome back, everybody. So this has been a really long hiatus because I have basically almost been gone for an entire year. The last time that I recorded was when we are 7 days into the lockdown. And as many of you that know me in real life know that I had to stop doing podcasts because of my throat. I was having voice problems. So I took a break. And then the lockdown kind of just got extended and then it never really ended. And I kind of started to have some problems with feeling depressed and bummed out and overwhelmed because, yes, I've been a stay-at-home mom. And I guess I've been in a sort of type of lockdown since I've had kids, but I could still go out and do stuff. So when I took a break, I honestly intended it to be only like a month or so. And then summer started and then I was like, oh my goodness, let's go to the cottage, let's go and do stuff. Cause we got so wrapped up in what are we going to do now? We have two kids. We have to entertain them. We've been really, really lucky because my husband, has been working the entire time. So it's been good for him because he's been able to go out and do stuff. But for me, it's literally just become a type of Groundhog Day. I've been stuck here and it's just been finding new things to entertain myself. And I've noticed that what I'm doing to entertain myself is essentially I'm picking a room in my house and I'm tearing that shit apart. Like, I'm like, you know what? Does this shit bring me joy? No, the entire 2020 did not bring me joy. Now we're into 17 days into 2021 and I'm pretty, like, it looks like they're kind of going to be the same. You know, we're watching the season finale of America happen and I'm hoping that at some point we can not be on lockdown, but I'm guessing that if I'm looking at history and seeing how things go, we're probably going to be doing a type of lockdown mask thing for another year and a bit. Like, I really think that we're just in the really early stages of this because we're getting the vaccines rolled out and they're already saying that, like, the average citizens aren't going to even get their vaccine probably until September. So in my head, that's December. So that's literally a year from now. So I think that we're going to be doing this for a while. So what have I been doing? Well, I have decided to get on TikTok, so I've been doing that. That's been fun. I started an OnlyFans page because, as some of you know, that I am a nude model. So I've started to do that because that's the only thing that kind of brings me joy that I could do myself, because along with being stuck at home and not being able to go out and socialize and see people and already being somebody that's had issues with like depression and anxiety and whatnot, I wanted to do something that would make me feel good and help bring back my confidence. So I started to do that and it worked. I love it. It's my favorite thing to do. I'm not doing it as like a huge career thing. I'm doing it because it makes me feel good. And if people would like to see my art, then they can pay me for it. It's $5. It's not going to make me rich at all. Just like this podcast, this is just something I do for fun. That's why I can just start and stop whenever I want to. I'm sure my listeners, I'm sure the amount of people that used to listen to it has dropped dramatically, because I was looking at my analytics and it was like, I had like 130 people that listened to my podcast every week and it's dropped down to 18 in the last month. But you know, people are still clicking the buttons. They're still interested and hoping that maybe I'll come back. I actually had one lovely lady reach out to me on Instagram and she's going to know when she hears this that I'm talking about her. And she wanted to know where my podcast went. And it was just, you know, having everything happen and trying to figure out our new way of life kind of just threw everything under the bus. And I probably should have just kept doing it because it would have given me something to do and feel good about and feeling accomplished. But I started feeling so burnt out. And then, you know, I started 2020 with a friend that was in the States. Me and her were great. And I actually got into a disagreement with her about a gentleman that I had a bit of a tiff with on TikTok. And she essentially told me how she truly felt about my nude modeling. So I feel like 2020 has been kind of a cleansing year. And it's not that she meant to be nasty or mean. It was just, I feel like this past year has just been a year of just being like me putting in boundaries of no. And that's how I started out 2020, because I started my podcast November 2019, I think, or December 2019. And it's been a long process of putting up my boundaries and learning to kind of keep myself in a safe environment. And when I start to have people that are around me or surround me and our views don't line up. Now, don't get me wrong. People are totally allowed to have different ideas and opinions or whatever. But when it becomes a thing where it's basically they're attacking me and it felt like it was intentionally trying to hurt me, I don't have time for that. That's like childish behavior. And nobody has time for that. So now that we're in 2021 and I still sell Tupperware, my husband is at the same job and we're in Ontario right now. We just got into a second lockdown and it's just been extended. And I was like, you know what? I am feeling much better mentally that I can do this. So I'm going to really try to start getting podcasts out. I'm going to try doing it like once a week and see if I can get one out a week. And if I can start doing them more, try and do them nightly just to bank them up. So if I do have a moment where I do have some mental health problems, because like I said, I do suffer from anxiety and depression, that sometimes being stuck at home and feeling like we're never getting out of lockdown can be really hard, because being a mom, having two kids, and the only way that you can really connect with people now is through social media. And that's one thing that I've loved about TikTok, is that I have access to all these different people and they can share information with me and we're learning from each other. And it's just something that I love to do. And it's quick, right? Like, so I remember when I started this, it was something that I was not quite sure how I was going to like it, because it was a lot of dancing and I just can't dance at all. But I have now found accounts that are a lot of educational stuff. I'm very much into news and world events, and my friends have told me that I should go be like a news anchor or something. My sister actually told me a few days ago that, how does she word it? That like I enjoy being the bearer of bad news. And I was like, that is not right at all. But I think it's more, I'm the person that just ends up giving the information. I want to be the first one. And that's probably why everyone says I should go work in news or broadcasting or something. But I don't think I could. I'm good with doing podcasts. I can do videos, but having like other people around me directing me, I don't know how well that would play out. So sorry, I just had a drink because I'm in my basement. I have the fireplace going and it's getting warm. And I'm almost nervous. Like, I'm feeling anxious about being on my podcast again, which is kind of funny, because I shouldn't be feeling so anxious and so nervous, but I am. And I think it's because I'm worried that people are not going to be able to find me again, or they're not going to want to hear what I have to say. But I want to connect with all the people, the moms, the dads, everybody, right? I just want everybody to find a place, because I think, again, that's another problem, is that like I felt like I was in the middle of this podcast. Sorry if you can hear that ticking, that's my rocking chair. I apologize. When all this stuff started, it felt like I didn't have a thing. Like, I didn't have a place to be. Like, I was at home, and being home was great, and being home with my kids was fantastic. But I think what really upset me and made me feel really bummed out is that I didn't really feel like I had a purpose other than just being a mom, where I would wake up and I had to like feed the kids and do the dishes and fill the dishwasher and wash the floor and put all the friggin' toys away and, oh, we gotta go get groceries and do all of that stuff. And it just felt like all these people were living these lives where they had to work. And I think at the time of lockdown, there were a lot of people that had to stay at home and that they were struggling. And it was an interesting dynamic because when I had my postpartum depression, it was because I felt like I was stuck at home, that I couldn't leave the house. And I ended up running in, well, not running in, but like speaking to people, and they were talking about how being at home, they felt like they couldn't breathe. And that's kind of how my, how it felt when I was going through my postpartum depression. And I feel like a lot of people have now kind of understood that aspect of what I was going through, because now they've had to go through that. And I think that it's going to be a really hard year coming up for a lot of people, because this has really caused us to have to sit down and actually look at ourselves and be very hyper aware of what is good for us and what is not good for us. Because before, we could just kind of carry on. Oh, I'm going to go to work, and then I'm going to go to the gym, and then I go out and hang out with Ben, and then I'm going to go out and meet up with Sarah, and then I'll come home, and then, you know, maybe I'll go to a bar after. Like, you could just continue going, and there was no stopping and being just like still. And now it's like, it's like we're literally being forced to, right? You have to stay home. If you have to go out, it's going to be only for essentials. So basically, like, you need, if you need your groceries, what I'm doing is I'm getting them delivered. I'm getting my beer delivered. Like, I am very much not leaving my house. And that's, I feel like I've been trained for this. That's how it feels. It feels like I've been training for this for 5 years. It's like I've been preparing for a lockdown without actually preparing for a lockdown. Like, having to learn how to keep myself busy when there's so many people that have had to be home that have not been used to be home. There's an app called The Flying Lady, and that helped me so much because it gave me little tasks, and they were 15-minute tasks. And that is the quickest and easiest way to make yourself feel like you've accomplished something, when it's just a 15-minute task of, okay, I'm going to go into this room and I'm going to clean it up in 15 minutes. And when my timer goes off, then I'm done. And so that's why I say that, like, now what this podcast has been, or not podcast, oh my goodness, what this lockdown has been, is I'm using those skills that I've had to teach myself to get through this, because it's not an easy task. Like, it's not easy to just be okay with being home, because how we can't even go see a doctor. Like, I can, but I have to do a virtual appointment, and that's fine, but it's just like, it makes you just feel like you can't breathe, right? And so myself, on top of like trying to find new routine, because like our son was supposed to start school in September, and we ended up not sending him. We were just like, this is not going to work for us. We did the distant learning for, oh goodness, I want to say a month, and I just couldn't deal with it. They were just all this homework, and I'm like, he's in kindergarten. Why are you giving him homework? And so we just were like, you know what? This is not what we want it to be. I do not want my son in front of a computer for 8 hours in a day. And so we just took him out, and we've been doing homeschooling, and it's been fabulous because we've been able to be in full control of everything going on, and it gives us freedom. We went up to the cottage and we were able to just go on a nature walk, and we can go do whatever the heck we want. And I'm not being dictated to a teacher, or by a teacher on a laptop to say that I need to be online for these four separate times. It gave us the freedom that we wanted. And I don't even know if we're going to be ever sending him back to school. Like, we might just stay homeschooled until this all blows over, because him and his brother have really grown in the last year with being with each other and entertaining one another. Because last year, my youngest was still so young, it was really hard. And now that they're getting a bit bigger, they're able to kind of do their own thing. And it's been really helpful. It's been helpful also because now my husband can kind of interact with both of them about the same thing, because our youngest is relating to his oldest brother. And also it helps that they both are talking now. Oh my goodness, when you're like, what do you want? And they can just say, I want a water bottle cup. Yes, they say water bottle cup. I don't know why. They've just thrown those words together and they're like, this is how we ask for drinks now. So that's what has been going on with us as a family. We have had a few people close to us that have had, like COVID, but we ourselves have been good. When I went to my specialist, for my throat. So what happened is back when we moved, December 2019 into the house that we're in now, there was a lump in my throat and it really wouldn't go away. It would come and then it would go. And it was there from December until probably March. And my voice actually left some, and like my voice has never fully come back. Like the way that I laugh and the way that I talk, like my voice has permanently changed and I don't know what caused it, but I went to a specialist. Well, in order to go to the specialist, I had to get a swabby thing stuck up my nose to test me for COVID before I could go see the specialist. I have now had a COVID test 3 separate times, and every single time it just sucks terrible, terrible balls. It was just miserable. So I'm hoping that we can kind of get through this and not have to go through any more tests or anything. But like I said, I really think that we're going to see testing going on in schools. I think that we're going to be doing this lockdown thing, mass thing for the next 2 years. I really think that they might have to maybe switch our school year temporarily because we can't, like, so we were able to be outside and socialize because our numbers dropped in the summertime. And they're saying because the heat slows it down. Right now in New Zealand, it's summertime. They don't have very high numbers. But as soon as the hot heat goes away and the cold weather comes, it ramps up. I'm convinced that COVID is now going to replace the flu. I think I keep hearing about, why did the flu disappear? Well, Susan, the reason why the flu has disappeared is because we are not being as disgusting as we used to be, us humans. We are washing our hands more. Things are being sanitized. We're not going over and hanging out with, you know, going over to different people's houses multiple times in a week, right? So like before COVID, how many times, oh, I'm going to go over to this party on Tuesday and I'm going to go for wine Wednesdays and I'm going to go to my book club and then I'm going to go out to the bar. Like we were constantly socializing with so many different people. And then you go over to your girlfriends and if you're smoking, you would like share your smokes or you'd share drinks or whatever. You're going out and having hookups with like random strangers. Like that's, of course, that's where the germs come from, right? That we share them, which is fine. Germs are good for you. But I think the reason why our flu has gone down is, first of all, because people that are sick are not just running to the doctors for every like hangnail or whatever. If you're getting up and you have the flu and it doesn't go away within a week, then yeah, most people are going to go see a doctor. But a lot of the people that are getting sick with the normal regular stuff, they aren't going anywhere. They're not going to the doctors because they're scared of catching COVID. Right? They're probably already like scared that they might have COVID. So I think that that's why a lot of the flu numbers and whatnot has gone down. But I really think that it'll be something that this COVID is not going to, it's not going away. The vaccine, it's interesting because like SARS is a type of COVID, right? So we luckily have had a few different things pop up that are in the same family as COVID. So the scientists kind of know what it is. It's just, it mutates really quickly. So we have these vaccines. Honestly, am I going to run out and line up right now and go get a shot for COVID? Probably not. I don't leave my house. I feel like people that are working or working with individuals that have like compromised immune systems should all get those shots before me. And I would like to see how it happens because this was it was rushed out. It was something that was done within a year. And I've read too many horror stories and seen how things can go bad when they don't have enough testing behind it. So I'm choosing not to go do it. But my husband, like, he might have to do it because he goes to work every day and he works with people every day. I don't leave my house. So that's kind of where the difference is. If I was working and I was going out and seeing the public every single day, then I would probably have to take it just because I don't think you're going to have a choice. Like at some point it's going to be, if you want to come to work, then you will have to, you'll have to get this vaccine done. So that'll be interesting to see how they try and implement that and push that. I'm expecting we're going to have some type of basic income in Canada, at least. I don't know what they're going to do in the States, because they're so upside down right now with Trump leaving and people storming the Capitol and, oh, we hate Biden and all this other nonsense. I don't think that right now people aren't even thinking about COVID. It was funny because I told my husband back when the election or whatever happened with the Trump and them. And I said, you know, if Biden gets in, I'm like, there's going to be a terrorist attack on the States in January. My husband was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, listen, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Everyone's like hyper-focused about like not being around people. And I like, there's all this other chaos going on that people aren't going to be prepared for something like that. And sure enough, next thing you know, oh, well, there's a basically a terrorist attack on the Capitol. So I think that a lot of the people that went there are a bit interesting because they're upset that they lost the election, and that's unfortunate. And I think the best part is that, you know, they're going to microchip us and they're going to take away our rights and they're going to take away our guns. But the problem is they aren't thinking how I'm going to go storm the Capitol. I'm going to bring my cell phone. They track you. All they're going to do is look at the cell phone signals and see who was all in the Capitol, right? Like, they're not thinking. They're so riled up and pissed off. And then I'm sure they have to know that you get arrested, you get charged, you go to jail, any of those things. Not just arrested. Arrested is not really going to do it, but if you get charged, you lose your rights. Like if you're found guilty, charge goes through. You're not going to be able to vote. You're not going to be able to have a gun. You're not going to be able to do. You took away your own rights. You did that. Nobody else did. Your dumb ass took away your own rights. Right? So I'm waiting for some crazy shit to go down here in Canada, because we're getting the anti-maskers and everyone's getting pissed off because a bunch of the politicians decided to go on these like luxury holidays when a lot of us can't even go and see our family. So rightfully so, people are pissed off. A lot of people, there's a couple right now that's in Montreal, or not in Montreal, they're from Montreal. They're on holidays. I want to say Dominican, but I'm not sure. And they aren't able to get home. So now they're stuck there. Their holiday has come and gone, and now they're paying for the room out of pocket day after day after day until they can get their COVID test, because they have to get COVID tests in order to fly home. And they're booking these flights and they're not getting their COVID test, so they have to like reschedule it and reschedule it. So I think it's going to be a really long time until everything goes back to normal. Unfortunately, I've been noticing a lot of women seem to be struggling with it more than men. I find that, let me correct that. It's not that men aren't struggling with it. They aren't as vocal about it. Men, I find they present their stresses in a different manner. And whereas women, we tend to talk to each other. That's just what we do. And I've been noticing that there's a lot more people that are stuck at home and they're trying to figure out how to function, because like in the States, people are stuck at home and they don't even get half the benefits that we have here in Canada. There's a lot of mothers here that have had to lose their jobs. They've had to give up. Not that they're losing it, but it's like if you have 4, 5, or 6 kids, there's a lot of people that I know that have 5 children that are like, okay, we have kids. We you know, they get older. Then we send them to school. Then I can have a career, right? Why wouldn't you have a bunch of kids? If I could have 10 kids, I would. But nobody thinks about having kids and like, what if we have a pandemic? Because that's never a thing that we are supposed to ever deal with, right? So I'm noticing that a lot of women are being forced to have to juggle working from home or running their business, and then they're trying to homeschool their kids. And a lot of the weight is left on us women. And I know there's a lot of single dads or single parents that aren't getting enough support. And I'm hoping that we get some type of basic income. And I keep hearing people say, I don't want basic income. It's going to be this and it's going to be that. And I try to explain to them, but it just gets to the point where I don't want to explain it to you because you're not willing to understand how a basic income could actually save us money. Because there's a lot of people that are literally living paycheck to paycheck that have nothing left. And it's because rent is so expensive and it becomes this big conversation, and it's just like, I don't really have the time to sit there and like source out and show them all the things that I've been looking at. But I think at some point we will probably see some type of basic income, because in Canada we had CERB, and then we had something else that's been replaced, and then they made a thing for the folks that are self-employed. So that's, I think that's like $900 every 2 weeks. So, but it's like, you, all these different options to give people money, like it's all these different avenues that you have to take. Wouldn't it just be easier to like get rid of the welfare, get rid of all the extra things like ODSP and all that stuff, and just do a basic income for everybody? Because if everybody has money, people are going to be able to buy things and support other like companies or restaurants or buy stuff. Like, it'll help the economy. But I think that people just don't understand it well enough to want it. Like, it's scary because they're like, well, does that mean it's going to affect my paycheck? And it's like, well, chances are, like, if you're working, you probably won't get as much as somebody that's working part-time that only works like 15 hours a week but has to still pay $1,800 a month for rent. Right. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, but I'm guessing there's going to be some type of financial support for people, because a buddy of mine has his own business and he's lost like 75% of his clients, and he doesn't know if he's ever going to be able to get them back. So again, like, how, and he has a house, he has a mortgage, like we pay rent. So we pay rent twice a month. So like halfway through the month and then half at the end of the month. And so we've been able to kind of like pivot and adjust to how things are now. There's a lot of people that don't have that option where they can just tell the bank, oh, I'm going to pay my mortgage twice, or like split it up. Like he said, they just take it out at the end of the month. They don't have the luxury of doing that. So, and me, I'm sure he probably could do it, but I'm just saying that's what he said to me. And so it's just, I feel like there's a lot of people that are struggling, and I'm hoping that everything can come back to a new normal, because the normal that we had before is gone. That's not going to come back. But I'm really hoping that it can come back and we can kind of get a groove back into things, because if you remember, it was like the roaring 20s. It was after the pandemic that happened in the 20s. That's what's going to happen here. So yes, we're going to see a recession. We're going to see things go bad, right? Not bad, but we're going to see things definitely decline. But then when that little hiccup comes back and we can get back onto the like right track, everything's going to go boom. And we're going to have an economy back again. We're going to be good. It's just a matter of, we have to learn to pivot. And unfortunately, while we're trying to like navigate everything going on, then we're also going to have all the people out there that are trying to like protest and rally and do all of the things. Like the fact that people aren't understanding why we're in a lockdown. It's not because they want to lock you down. Not like they're like, oh, we want to. They're doing it because, for example, in LA, what's happening right now is that they're having car accidents and people that need to go into the hospital, and people are having to wait in the ambulance for 18 hours to get into the hospital. Our hospitals are not at that point yet. But if you have somebody that's a senior or someone that has a heart attack or a car crash or something that is super easy to fix, if there's no beds and no room for them in the hospital, they cannot take them. And what'll end up probably happening is that it'll end up becoming like a what is my husband, like a combat hospital thing, where it's like if, like, they are going to have to, like, pick and choose who lives and who dies. Whereas before, they'd be like, let's save everybody. And if it's, like, me, who's 32, turning 33, up with a 70-year-old man, and I have a higher chance of surviving, they're going to work on me and not, and he'll just die. Right? And so that's why they're trying to slow it down so they can get ahead of it. But at this point, I don't see us getting ahead of nothing because everyone's too selfish. I think that's the one thing that I've saw, and it's been kind of surprising with this whole, not really surprising, but the whole pandemic has shown how incredibly selfish people are and the lack of empathy. Like, I'm okay, sure, you might, like, my buddy, he caught COVID. So did his girlfriend. She was super sick. Super sick. She was like, she thought she was dying. Her body was just like killing her. He went, got tested 2 or 3 times. It wasn't until the 3rd or 4th that it came back that he had it. He had negative test. Then it came back positive. He had no symptoms. And those people are the ones that are going to spread it around. Because they don't even know that they have it. But he's young, right? So it's just, it's really, really, really scary. But I think us as a whole will get through it and we'll come out of it. It's just, I think we all need to just be really mindful and patient and just kind of hope and pray that if we all work together rather than working against each other, we could really make something beautiful out of this, because like everything around us you can create that make it into a better situation than what it is. Me, I'm looking at the fact that I get to homeschool my kids now. So when this pandemic's over, if we want to go for a camping trip out west and go look up some dinosaur fossils, then we can go and do that. I don't need to like take them out of school or worry about, you know, missing too much time or whatever. We have the luxury to do that. And I think that we're lucky and I appreciate the opportunity to do that because I think it's going to be good for us and it'll be good for my kids. So I think that is all I'm going to give you guys because I don't want to just keep rambling on, but I wanted to come on. I will be posting this up shortly and I hope everyone is having a wonderful week. I hope everyone is staying healthy. And if you guys want to find me, I'm on Instagram, I'm on TikTok, and don't hesitate to message me or whatever. But I probably don't have very many people following me, so I probably won't get much interaction with this. But just know that I am here and I will try and get more episodes out. It's just I have been struggling myself and I think that we all have. And maybe if I start doing the podcast and we can all maybe start getting guests on, we can do like Zoom calls, that we can start helping each other through this rather than isolating. Because I think that's what we unintentionally do, is we isolate ourselves just because we don't want to be an inconvenience to people. So, all right. Well, you guys have a wonderful night and I will talk to you later. Bye.